This is Northwood Basketball Weekly on your local sports leader, ESPN 100.9 FM. Live from Molasses on Main Street in Midland. Now, let's go inside the pack with Northwood Basketball head coaches Lonnie Griffin and Autumn Hagedorn.
Good evening and welcome to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by, welcoming back to the show after a week off, Autumn Hagedorn. Coach, you went back and listened to last week's show.
I did.
How do you assess Abby Knackforce's performance as the guest?
I'm not going to lie, I was a little scared for my position here. I mean, she did a great job.
She did do a great
job.
I thought
she did better than I did.
And she even talked about how she falls down a lot.
It's on her own. You didn't even ask her.
I wasn't even going to bring it up, and she brought it up. So we're live here at Molasses in downtown Midland. Tonight's Tuesday special is the Tri Loco Taco. Smoked tri-tip with grilled onions and queso cheese. With any side, $7 tonight. It's a great deal, and it's awesome. I will be ordering it shortly here. MolassesBBQ.com online for online ordering and all your specials. Our show is proudly sponsored by the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant, a championship-style course played around the Chippewa River. The course was designed by former PGA Pro Mount Pleasant native Dan Pole. In addition to great golf, the Polecat is the perfect spot for your upcoming wedding or corporate event with seating to up to 300 guests. For more information, visit polecat.net. You can also play in the women's basketball golf outing this spring in May at the Polecat.
So,
Coach, coming off a couple of games this week, started on Saturday against Lake Superior State. You picked up the win in that game. Played pretty well from start to finish in that game. Lake State had moments, but you guys kind of had control of that game from the start.
Yeah, we did. It was so nice to see everybody get in, everyone get a good chunk of minutes, and just an overall great team effort.
Yeah, that game was an 89-57 final that night, and like you mentioned, good balance that night. You scored 89 points, but nobody scored more than 17. And again, we've talked about this a lot this year.
Yep.
You guys are at your best when you have the balance between your lineup like that.
Yeah, it's always so nice to see multiple people in double figures. I think in that game we had 5 people in double figures, if I can remember back.
Yes, you did, correct.
Which is huge for us. Every time we have multiple people in double figures, we usually come out with a win.
89-57 was the final in that game. Alana Nelson led with 17. Allie Kaiser had 14. Maddie Volker had 13. Ellie Taylor had 11. Jayla Strickland had 10. And someone we've almost had on the show tonight, but she's got class.
Yeah.
McKenna Walker.
She was awesome.
Had a great game in that night. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists in 14 minutes. And really, for someone who's waited her turn to play, she has done very well this year when she's been given a chance to play.
She has. She's really stepped up in practice, and then even in games when she's gotten chances to come in, she's a phenomenal passer. She has great court vision. She's really good at getting the ball inside and moves well, getting to the rim, and then able to kick out. So she did a great job when she came in.
Our next guest is Adele Kemp, we should mention. We didn't mention who the next guest was, but Adele Kemp will be coming up in the next segment of the show. That game, you led by 7 after 1, but then the second quarter really was where you took over. 23-6 was where you outscored them in that quarter. Held them to 2-for-10 from the floor while you guys shot almost 50% from the floor.
Yep.
And it's one of those quarters where you got stops on defense and then you got scores and then they kind of cycled on each other.
Yeah, that's been a huge key of ours this year, is if we can get defensive stops, that's going to transition into offense, and we're at our best when we're in transition. We all know that. So if we can get stops on the defensive end, good things happen for us on offense.
So that win was on Saturday, and then yesterday you ended up having to go to Ferris State. You beat Ferris State the first time. Ferris State was very motivated to play last night. Not your best performance as a team, 88-63 loss, and kind of late in the first quarter you guys were really close, and then it kind of slipped away from there, and while you had moments, you never quite officially got right back in the game at any point.
Yeah, I think I looked at Kiefer at one point and was like, I think we've been down 11 this entire game. Like,
yeah,
it just always
so
felt
true.
Like every time I looked at the score, we were down 11. We could never really cut it. I think we cut it to 9 late, and then it just kind of got away from us in the second half. We were hoping at halftime coming out, like it was whoever was going to go on that first run was really going to kind of either let us swing towards the momentum towards us, or if they went on that first run, it was going to be tough for us to come back. So we talked a lot about the defensive end of the floor. We gave up too many easy baskets. So just dialing in and tuning up some stuff defensively for us for this coming weekend is going to be really big moving forward.
Yeah, and it was strange because what you guys have been doing so well of late while you've been playing well, I think, is taking care of the ball and shooting the three well.
Yeah.
Last night you had 20 turnovers and you went 4 for 26 from three. It was a very uncharacteristic game from what we've seen lately.
Very. And the turnovers I feel like weren't, I mean, there were some forced turnovers, but not a ton. Like, a lot of them were just us, mental errors. I mean, dribbling off our foot, throwing it to the team, just silly stuff where it was like, gosh, and then we'd finally cut it to like nine, and then we'd shoot ourselves in the foot and have a silly turnover. So we definitely have to clean that up.
And it was one of those games, too, where they were shooting it well.
Very well.
And then I think we talk about how in the Lake State game, the good things rolled up and led to good things, and in that game the bad things kind of rolled up and didn't get stops, then they scored, then didn't get a stop and they score, and
and I felt like every time they shot a three it went in. I know that wasn't the case, but they just felt so open, you know.
So that was 88-63. We're talking with Autumn Hagedorn, the women's basketball coach at Northwood, here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. So another big week coming up. You only have two games as opposed to the men who have about 1,000 games coming up this week. You guys stand at 15-8 overall. Saturday at Grand Valley, obviously a big game.
For sure.
You could say Grand Valley anytime, no matter what the records are, it's going to be a big game. But as expected, they're very good. They've got one loss this season.
Yep.
Top five nationally ranked team, and it's going to be a real challenge to go over there.
Yeah, Grand Valley is very, very well known for their defense. It's going to be tough for us to score some points. If we can get stops on the defensive end, that's going to be huge for us, just so that we can get open looks in transition, because if you have to play them in the half court, they're really, really tough on the defensive end.
Yeah, I almost think, and Mike Williams has had an unbelievable run there. He's done an incredible job. I think this might be his best defensive team, but it's also might be his worst offensive team. But they just are so good defensively that they overcome their offensive issues with how good their defense is.
They really do. And if Ellie Drosty gets going and Riley Bisbal has good finishes at the rim, they're still a tough team to defend, but definitely not as great as they've been offensively. But they, man, it's hard to score them in the half court.
And the first time you guys played them, it was a really interesting game because at one point you guys led by nine,
midway through
the third quarter, and then you end up losing by 12. It was a
but they got on a run there,
and so but it showed that for 60% of the game you were the better team, but they're also capable of putting together a run like that.
Yeah, I just watched that game today, so it's fresh in my mind. But the first half was really the best defense we've played all year. We did a phenomenal job being in the gaps, being aggressive, walling up at the basket, not bailing them out at the rim. We did a really, really good job. I think that was like our first game where I was like, wow, our defense is starting to turn a corner. And then that run in the late in the third quarter was something we just couldn't come back from once they got ahead.
Yeah, because I think that great defensive effort carried through the halfway point of the third quarter.
It
and then they found something. And we're looking back at that. I mean, obviously we can't talk about details, but there probably are there some things you saw there that you might be adjusting from how you ran it the first time around?
Yeah, they're a very interesting offensive team as well, because it's not like super set driven. Like, they run more of just kind of like a free flowing motion read spread offense. So they went back and forth between a high ball screen to spreading the floor out. So I'll be interested to see what they do against us this time.
That game is Saturday at 1 o'clock in Allendale, and then a week from yesterday, another Monday game. Your Monday schedule continues at Davenport. That's at 6 o'clock. Davenport just picked up a win recently since last day. It's been a tough year for them, but they've picked up a win recently. And they're an interesting team that shows flashes of being okay at times, but then they look like they really struggle at times too.
Yeah, a first year for him, first year head coach, I can relate in some ways, but I've luckily been around Northwood. This is my fifth year, so I've been through the program and all that, where he's it's only a second year at Davenport. So I think that's some of maybe the inconsistency, not being his recruits and stuff like that. But they do play hard, and it's on the road, so you got to be ready to go, that's for sure.
We've seen some weird games in that gymnasium, too, over the years. Three dots and an eye.
Different coach, though. So
yes,
we'll
that's
see.
True. That is true. And he's got to overcome that first name, which is hard for him.
Yes, Travis.
When your name Travis, it's an obstacle, obviously, in general. So at this point of the year, you've got a couple weeks left in the regular season. Suddenly, I mean, as crazy as time has gone, is all of a sudden now the clock is ticking on the season.
I know.
Where do you assess how things are right now? Obviously, you had a great run there, a couple losses recently, too. Where do you think you guys are overall right now going forward?
I hope we're in a really good place. I can tell you more tomorrow. We have an off day today, so we'll see how we are tomorrow in practice.
Right.
The Wayne loss and the Ferris loss, I hope, left a huge chip on our shoulder going forward the rest of the season, just because we need to finish out with some wins here. And I hope, I mean, seeing our girls and knowing our girls, they have that winner's mentality, and they want to host a team in the GLIAC tournament. They want to do all those things. We have goals and admirations as a team. So I think if we can just focus in, lock in, especially on the defensive end for the next four games, it'll be huge for us to kind of push going into the tournament.
Yeah, so that's coming. I mean, yeah, it's the end of the month. I mean, it's, I can't believe it. I looked down today. I'm like, oh, it is February 15th.
Yep.
And the last game of the regular season is on the 26th. It's it's winding down.
Came
quickly.
Fast.
I know. It seems like the season goes on forever. And then at one point it goes, oh, wow, it's almost over. That's the way it is every year.
I feel like this imbalance in schedule, too, with the weird Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday has made it kind of speed up towards the end here.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys, there's somebody had to do it in the GLIAC.
Yep.
We were the lucky winner this season where with the odd team out, you had to play an odd schedule. And it's been a challenge because you guys have not had even your day off is today, and everybody's got class. So it's a tough stretch for you guys.
It is, for sure. Just the mentality of having, like, not a true off day. We talked about, and trying to get them to not think about basketball today was really hard, because some of the girls, like the girl sitting next to me, Adele Kemp, was in the gym today shooting. So I know that that's on their mind, but, again, it's not a true off day.
Right. So, but the men, you're not the men having to play 8 games and 15 games coming
up.
True,
we're very fortunate.
Good luck to Lonnie tomorrow night when they play at Park at Purdue Northwest. Autumn, another awesome interview. How do you feel you did relative to your assistant now?
I'm telling you, Abby crushed it.
Okay.
She did so well. I was super proud of her. So.
Okay, because I know she was, I don't remember what her
answer. She was nervous.
She was nervous. I think she gave a 4 out of 10. Is that what the answer was? But I thought that was a lie.
I think she was higher.
That's right. She was showing toughness.
She was showing toughness.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, she said an 11.
11. Oh,
wow.
It was an 11. Okay.
Wow.
Now, Abby's sitting here now. We could have her come back on as a surprise guest if we wanted
could.
To by the end of the show.
We could.
or maybe not. Anyway, Autumn, thanks for joining us, and good luck this week.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Adele Kemp from the women's basketball team. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
In an emergency, when seconds count, you have a choice.
Ordinary.
Or extraordinary at Covenant Healthcare.
A few sort of private rooms.
Or 65 fully private rooms, including rooms designed just for seniors and children.
I think the emergency doctors are board certified.
Or 45 Covenant emergency doctors, all board certified.
Some trauma care.
Or verified level 2 trauma center for adults and kids. With specialized care at the Covenant Pediatric and Senior Emergency Care Centers, our senior center is the first accredited geriatric ER in the region.
Our patients are satisfied, I think.
Covenant ranks in the top 10% for patient satisfaction nationwide for hospital emergency departments of our size.
So maybe Covenant is a better choice.
Covenant is the best choice. For extraordinary emergency care, no one beats Covenant. Learn more at covenanthealthcare.com/ECC.
What makes a championship team?
Hard work, skill, expertise, and focus.
It takes a great team to complete a successful sale in today's complicated real estate market.
Air Reinhart's team of more than 40 full-time realtors and professional support staff work together with buyers and sellers to smooth out the process with winning results.
Your first home to investment property. Air Reinhart is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and guidance.
Call on the Air Reinhart team at arhouse.com.
That's arhouse.com.
Every athlete, at every level, has goals. Whether it's completing your first half marathon, beating that tall guy on the court, scoring your first goal, or becoming a world champion swimmer like Allison Schmidt. Chocolate milk helps you refuel, refresh, and rehydrate. Chocolate milk. Official recovery beverage of USA Swimming, unofficial sports drink of athletes everywhere.
Approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Home is where the heart is. Since 1903, we've called the heart of Michigan our home. When you bank with us, your money stays right here, invested back into the communities where we work, play, and live, promoting economic growth and community service. At Isabella Bank, we care about our community because this is our home too. Isabella Bank. Bank local, bank anywhere. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your teen want to get a jump start on college? Check out dual enrollment at Delta College. By enrolling in both high school and Delta, your teen can earn college credit toward their degree. Delta's credits transfer easily, and in most cases, your high school pays for the classes. Find out more about how your teen can save time and money on their way to a college degree at delta.edu/dual enrollment.
Welcome back. Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses, presented by the Polecat on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is a guard. She's a forward and a really nice person, too.
Thank you.
Adele Kemp.
Hello.
Adele, how are you?
Good. How are you, T-Mac?
I'm great. I'm excited to have you here. Adele, you're from Greenville.
That's right.
How did you end up coming to Northwood?
Well, I just heard about it through the grapevine, obviously a small business school, but the GLIAC, I always wanted to go to Ferris or Grand Valley, you know, those big basic schools. So,
yeah,
I just kind of heard about it through the grapevine, emailed Coach Curtis about coming up for a visit. And when I came up for my first and only visit, I was like, this is the one. So
that's
perfect.
Great. How long after your visit did you end up committing to Northwood?
I think it was a couple months for my indecisiveness.
Of course. No, that's fine. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right, of course.
You only choose where you're going to go to college. Well, maybe in the transfer era more than once.
Right,
but
absolutely.
For the most part, you choose.
Absolutely,
you
choose once. I got that feeling when I walked on campus. So.
And this year, you have played the four for your first 2 years.
Right.
And this year, you've gone back to the guard.
Right.
Did you come in more of a guard, or how would you play in high school?
I came in a guard, yes.
Okay.
So my freshman year preseason, I was a guard for the whole preseason.
Yep.
And then halfway through the regular season, I switched to a post. So, and then this year preseason, I moved back to the guard.
And what would you prefer in an ideal world? Do you enjoy
playing
the guard?
Definitely a guard, for sure.
Okay. You don't want to post up?
Way too undersized. Maybe. I mean, yeah.
Physicality in the post.
Right.
That's what when I think of Del Kemp, I think physicality in the post.
You would think so.
Yes,
mean.
Exactly.
Menace in the paint,
exactly,
really.
Exactly. Now, here's the pop quiz question for you.
All right.
In the history of Northwood women's basketball, where do you think you rank on career three-point percentage?
Man, I didn't know there was a quiz. I didn't study.
You didn't study.
I did not know.
I don't even know if your coaches know this or not. But
I don't know. Maybe. I would like to think middle of the pack or something.
You're number one.
Oh, gosh.
You're number
really?
One. You're number one.
Wow.
How about that?
One for one, maybe?
Yeah. No. Here it is. The list right there. 3-point percentage for a career.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're still there right now. See, I'm bringing the bearer of good news. So
thank
what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is you need to start jacking more threes. And even your coach,
goodness.
Yes. I want you like banging it, doing this run down the court after you make a three.
All right. I'll see what I can do now.
Okay, that's fine. It's been a weird couple of years with COVID and everything.
For sure.
How has talk about what it's been like to be through this?
Well, honestly, COVID was probably one of the worst things that's happened being a college athlete.
Of course,
so thank goodness that we're back to some more normalcy this year.
Right.
Last year was just completely different with COVID. So happy to be playing like the usual Thursday, Saturday games, kind of.
Ish.
Yes.
2 days
ish,
a week.
Right.
Including a Saturday game.
Right. Well, and not wearing masks all the time and getting tested every day. I think my grand total of COVID tests by the end of the year was 75.
Okay.
So that's pretty up there.
Did you 75 for 75?
Oh, of course.
So you got 100%.
Undefeated.
That's a 4.0 GPA
right there.
That's what we're
my
talking about.
My first one.
We're talking with Adele Kemp on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. What do you think the biggest difference playing in high school to playing in college has been for you?
Definitely the pace, for sure. I think the pace is a lot faster in college, but it's just something to adjust to for sure, and just the time-consuming aspect of it for sure.
I always say, and if people listen to the show every week, they've heard me say this 1,000 times, playing hard in high school versus playing hard in college.
Completely different.
It's like a night and day.
Right.
You could get, because you were the star in high school.
We all were, yep.
Adele, we need you to rest up so you're ready to go on offense
right.
next time.
Right,
there's
of
no
course.
Resting down
no,
on
there's
defense.
Nothing. You're fighting for your life every single second yes. of the day. So,
looking ahead, you got a couple of big games. You got two
for
weeks
sure.
left in the regular season.
Absolutely.
What are some things you would like to see the team do going forward?
I think just keep continuing with our positive attitude. I mean, we've been doing a great job with that for the whole year, and our coaches really have been displaying that as well for us. So I just think staying together and being positive, especially after we just had a loss yesterday against Ferris. So I think the biggest thing for us is just to stay together, stay the course, and keep being positive together.
So I should mention Adele worked for me in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you're the
Where's my paychecks?
Anyway. Might be spring. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Yeah, but your job was spotting at football games.
That's right.
Because you have a knowledge of football.
I would say more than the average female at my age.
Yes. And I actually asked permission to ask this question before I started, and I think our fans would be interested to know. Adele, your dad has a couple of jobs.
A couple, yep.
But what is the one that most people would probably be most interested in?
I would definitely say the insurance agent.
I knew it. thank you. That was me as the center setting you up, and then you spiked it, so thank you very much. So he's an insurance agent and?
And I guess his hobby is an NFL ref.
Yes, and he's a white hat.
Right,
so
of course.
You can watch him on the weekends, and how is that for you? That's really what I wanted to get to. When you see him on TV, how is that?
Yeah, everyone always asks me that question, like, is it weird? Is it, like, cool? Yeah, it's cool to see him on TV, but I feel like I'm just so used to it from college.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just an average weekend for me.
There's Dad on national TV
right.
again.
Well, half the time I don't even know where he is, so if I'm right. watching a random game... Oh, there's Dad.
Yes,
or I'll have to text my mom, where's Dad?
He
ref the 1 o'clock game earlier, so you missed it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, how many times do I ask this year? I'm like, where's your dad this weekend? And almost every time he's like in paradise. Like, always in Miami this weekend. Like,
right,
God.
Right.
And it's 4 degrees here in Michigan.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So, and obviously, I'm guessing you try to stay off social media on the weekends after your dad.
Sometimes I look up his name on Twitter ignorance is bliss in the
That's
nicest
true.
Way. So it's just
That's
like,
true.
Yep.
That's true.
But my curiosity gets the best of me.
Yes. Well, I think your dad, your mom and dad are both awesome because
they are awesome.
At the game. They're very great. And I met your sister this fall too.
Yes.
Because she's a track athlete at South Dakota, right?
Yes, that's right.
And she's in her final year right now. Is that right?
Her fifth year.
Yep.
So she's going to go 6 years.
Okay.
So
right.
She still has one more.
What event does she do?
Pole vault.
Did you ever try the pole vault?
I actually did. My mom was the high school track coach,
okay.
and my sister was the only pole vaulter. So we needed another pole vaulter, just, you know, make it over a couple bars to get some points. So, of course, I got thrown in there. It wasn't pretty, but I got over a couple bars, and I'm never doing that again.
I'm guessing the first time you actually do the pole vault, it's got to be really scary.
It was really scary,
yes.
especially because probably I'm a scaredy cat, so
right,
I would
right.
probably say a different word if I wasn't on
okay, that's
air.
Okay, that's a very professional view. I appreciate that. Repping the program.
That's right.
Adele, what's your major and what do you hope to do when you're done playing basketball?
My major is sport management, and that is a great question, after I graduate.
But you've got some time.
I do. Right, for sure. I'm going to take a fifth year as well, so I still have a lot of time. So
right. This is like a recruiting visit. Adele, I'm offering to put you on the payroll for next fall on the staff. Can you give me a verbal commitment to join the sports information?
I would love to.
Okay,
yes.
That's great. I will, I am blessed and honored to receive an offer from the Media Relations Department at Northwood University. Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. So,
thanks for actually paying me.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Adele, great job. I expected you did great. I knew you would.
Thanks, Steve.
I knew you were a little nervous, but it
a little
okay.
nervous.
It went okay.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just a chat. We're just
exactly.
chatting.
This exactly.
Is the same we could have the same conversation sitting in my office.
Absolutely. So, I would love nothing more.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and good luck this week against
thanks
Grand
so much,
Valley
T-Mac.
And Davenport. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have a pre-record with Lonnie Griffin. Lonnie was on his way. They're on their way to Purdue Northwest. I talked to Coach Griffin earlier today, so you'll hear his thoughts coming up after the break. This is Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Your past, present, and future football watchers. Football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the...
Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses, presented by the Polecat here on ESPN 100.9 FM. I'm now joined by the head men's coach, Lonnie Griffin. Coach Griff, how are you doing today?
Good, T-Mac. How about yourself?
I'm great. We don't get the rejoin music to enjoy today, but that's okay. We'll be enjoying it in spirit right now. So a couple games last week. We'll talk about them first. Actually, kind of similar in certain ways, where you played Lake State on Saturday. Lake State's definitely trending upward, playing really good, really good basketball right now. And it's a competitive game for a while, but this is sort of a thing right now with everything that's going on with you guys this year. Your depth's kind of an issue right now, and unfortunately, it feels like sometimes you guys are running out of gas down the stretch in these games.
Oh, and that's our guys. The one thing that I've loved about these guys is they've continued to play hard for 40 minutes. But when you play hard for 40 minutes and you don't have a lot of guys that are suiting up, it you know, depth and fatigue become a problem. But you know, the character of these young men and what they've done through this season has been very high. So I'm proud about that. And you know, our guys have competed. We just got to, you know, find a way, and nobody feels bad for you. So you got to find a way to win some of these games and stay competitive in them.
Lake State had just beaten Ferris the previous game, the night before they played you guys. And they just presented I think the biggest thing was is their strength. Their big guys down low really kind of, they pushed your big guys around, got easy baskets, and then when you go to help them, they've got enough shooters that they're a tough team to guard.
Oh, for sure. And I think the other thing that is something that is good for Lake State right now is their experience. They've got a lot of guys who've played in a lot of big games and played in a lot of GLIAC games, period. So their experience is really big with guys like Robinson and Fisher and Bassett. And, you know, Malik. So there's a lot of guys that have played a lot of big games, and they just know how to play in this league. So their experience is another thing.
When you're looking at coming ahead, then you got the next day. You played Ferris State last night. Mm-hmm. Took the lead early in the second half. It was, I think, some of the best basketball you guys have played mm-hmm. in this recent run. Talk about how you guys started that game last night against Ferris.
Well, we were able to handle their pressure. What they want to do is they want to speed up the game. So defensively, they want to press you, and we were able to break that press and convert off of those situations. And then offensively, they want to play fast too, but we were able to slow them down, make them play in the half court, and make them take more of that clock, and really did a good job of contesting shots and really finishing plays with box out. So, you know, that was – we really executed in that whole first half and into that second half for sure.
But what we just talked about before we started, Ferris's strength is a direct contrast to your weakness right now. Is they've got excellent depth. Mm-hmm. So when your guys are in their 35th minute, their guys are in their 20th minute, and then you could see it down the stretch when all of a sudden it was a 5-point game and then it got to 20 real quick.
Yeah, and I think the other part that played a part in that was the fouls. I mean, they were fouling, but we were fouling too. And we, you know, obviously when we talk about that depth, those fouls are bigger because when you got three or four and you've got multiple guys with three or four or even five, you know, that plays a bigger part. So, you know, we fouled. We have to do a better job of fouling, not fouling, I should say, and that played a huge part too.
Jack Ehrman had a good game last night. He's played well. We've had some memorable games in that gym. And like we mentioned last time, like Lake State did a good job against him, but overall – it's good to see him get back to where he was pre-COVID.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, that's it takes some time once you come out of COVID to, and we're playing so many games and, you know, you want to get in and get up shots and whatnot. But it's hard to do that. So it's nice to see him playing well. And, you know, we got to just get some other guys playing consistently well also.
Well, we're in the middle. We've been saying this for a while that you guys are an NBA team with your schedule now. And now tomorrow will be your third game in a stretch where you play 8 games in 15 days. Tomorrow you go to Purdue Northwest in a makeup game. Getting on the bus here shortly, which is why we're pre-recording this interview. Tell us a little bit about the Pride.
You know, they've struggled too. They're a little bit different than they were last year. They lost a couple key guys from last year. So they're still trying to find themselves. But they're a team that's going to, you know, execute. They want to get up and run and do some different things like that. But, you know, it's going to be a solid test for us.
Yeah, and I think everybody in the league, it's always this way in the GLIAC. I could record this question 10 years ago and have it again. They've gotten some good wins. You've gotten some good wins. Everybody is capable of beating anybody on any given night. That's the GLIAC.
For sure. And you know, we need a win against these guys more because since they've come into the league, we have yet to beat them. So there's a little bit more motivation as we're leaving the league to try to get one or two against these guys before we leave. So we can't leave the league without beating these guys at least once. So,
well, and to continue on the NBA schedule tour here, then Saturday you go to Grand Valley, your former employer. Obviously, that means a little bit more to you. But Grand Valley was having a really great year among the top teams in the region, and they've been struggling a little bit lately.
Yeah, but they still got a lot of good pieces. And just like Lake State, they got a lot of experience. So that's going to be a big challenge for us. But like I've said about Ferris and, you know, a lot of these teams we played, we were in that game for a long time here at our place. So we can compete with teams. It's just, you know, can we finish the job? And once again, I go back to how proud I am of our guys and their character that even with our low numbers, we still are able to compete at a high level.
We're talking with Lonnie Griffin here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, presented by the Polecat here on ESPN 100.9 FM. And then we continue on, because next week we will not be on the air. We will not have a show, because on Monday and Tuesday you have Davenport and back-to-back days.
Yes.
Monday at
Davenport.
Yeah, that's true NBA back-to-back against the same team. Monday you're playing them at Davenport, and then Tuesday you play them here in a makeup from earlier this season. And Davenport, again, this is part of being the GLIAC. They've been up and down. When they've been up, they've beaten some of the very best teams in the league, but then they've also lost some games here or there. But I know how dangerous Davenport always is.
Oh, for sure. They're long. They're athletic. They like to play fast. They've got guys that can get going, and multiple guys. Jaron Randall, Chris Fowler, you know, are two of the guys particularly that can get going. But, they're going to be well-coached. I actually coach with Bert at Grand Valley. So they're a tough team because of their length, their athleticism, their ability to go big point-wise. So it's going to be a challenge for us. But once again, that's a team I think we can compete at a high level with.
Well, I guess I sort of asked you this last week, but I'll ask you again. Now that you're in the midst of this, how have you adjusted practices and everything else with this NBA style schedule where you've got all these games? Obviously you got to scale back a little bit, but you also have to prepare as well. It's kind of a tough balancing act.
Yeah, and it's got to be more about the mental aspect of things. And we talk to our guys a lot about toughness. And I think people confuse toughness with the physical toughness, but a lot of what we're talking about is that mental toughness, the ability to be able to lock in and focus in these practices. Because like you said, our practices aren't going very long. There's not a whole bunch of up and down running because we're getting conditioning within the game. So it's more about that mental prep, that mental, those mental reps you're doing in practice.
Well, by the time we see you next, I think what we'll have, maybe next time we have a show, I think you'll have 5 games played by the next time we come on, because we've got tomorrow, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yes.
I think that's all. So just no big deal. So we'll see you. It might be six. Either way, we'll see you when you play a quarter of your season by the next time we have a show. So Lonnie, thanks for joining us, and stay healthy and good luck in this busy upcoming schedule for you guys.
Oh, thank you, T-Mac.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. You're listening to North of Basketball Weekly, live from Molasses, presented by Polecat on ESPN 100.9 FM.
And employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
The following is a message from United Steelworkers Local 12075. Work. It's a simple word, but it means so much. Defines who we are. We are the people that get up before dawn and continue to work after the sun sets. Most of the time, work is hard, but we come from a place where you roll up your sleeves and get the job done. Work is honor. Work is dignity. Work is pride. We are the United Steelworkers Local 12075, a union that works.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,500 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
Every athlete at every level has goals. Whether it's completing your first half marathon, beating that tall guy on the court, scoring your first goal, or becoming a world champion swimmer like Allison Schmidt. Chocolate milk helps you refuel, refresh, and rehydrate. Chocolate milk. Official recovery beverage of USA Swimming, unofficial sports drink of athletes everywhere.
Approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Home is where the heart is. Since 1903, we've called the heart of Michigan our home. When you bank with us, your money stays right here, invested back into the communities where we work, play, and live, promoting economic growth and community service. At Isabella Bank, we care about our community. Because this is our home too. Isabella Bank. Bank local, bank anywhere. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your teen want to get a jump start on college? Check out dual enrollment at Delta College. By enrolling in both high school and Delta, your teen can earn college credit toward their degree. Delta's credits transfer easily, and in most cases, your high school pays for the classes. Find out more about how your teen can save time and money on their way to a college degree at delta.edu/dual enrollment.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show from downtown Midland at Molasses, Northwood Basketball Weekly. Presented by Polecat Golf Course. It's a really busy week for basketball, particularly the men's team. Men's team tomorrow night at Purdue Northwest at 7 o'clock. Saturday, men's and women's basketball at Grand Valley State. That's at 1 and 3 on Saturday. And then on Monday at Davenport at 6 and 8. And then we will not have a show next week because men's basketball plays another game on Tuesday, a makeup game against Davenport. So men's basketball going to make up three of the four games they got from that from when they had the COVID outbreak on the team. So, but what it means is we are now in an NBA-like stretch where they play eight games in 15 days, and they will have six games played by the time we come on the air for our next show, which is crazy. But that'll be our so our next Northwood Basketball Weekly will be on the first of March 1st. So make sure you be ready for that. So we will not be on there next week, but another busy weekend in Northwood Athletics overall. Track and field is at SVSU on Friday for the SVSU tune-up. Men's and women's tennis both have matches this weekend at the Greater Midland Tennis Center. Women against Eastern Michigan Friday at 9 a.m., and then Saturday both tennis teams take on Findlay. They'll be at the tennis center all day. Baseball team started the year 2-2 down in Tennessee. They head right back to Tennessee again this weekend for a four-game series against Hillsdale. So, I think that's all of it. Yes, that is all of it. That is a busy week in Northwood Athletics. Make sure you check out GoNorthwood.com for all the options, all the stats, everything you need to know about following the Northwood Timberwolves for the next week. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks here from Molasses. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, Autumn Hagedorn, Adele Kemp, and Lonnie Griffin. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been